when you look at this Patriots defense, is there something that you see has changed from the say the first two games compared to the last three or four?
Nothing, you know, nothing substantial. I think that you know, they have a personality and they play to it. You know, they don't beat themselves. They're very rarely out of place. They're very good at situational football.
Coach, you've had the chance, much like Bill here in New England, to work with the same quarterback for an extended period of time. What kind of, I guess, help does that give you when it comes to continuity and consistency in knowing Ben's habits and you know what he can bring to the field?
I think continuity, particularly at that position, is a big positive, of course. I think it expands the things that you're capable of doing. I also think that you got to guard against getting too comfortable. Sometimes it also sometimes potentially breeds a lack of communication or assumptions, and that can be dangerous. So there's some positives and there's some negatives, and you got to weigh it out on a daily basis.
How do you do that? I mean, do you bring in say new voices or new, I don't know, things that you do to help keep it fresh?
No. I think the challenges that the National Football League presents on a week in and week out basis is enough to keep it fresh. More than anything, I just guard against assumptions or assumed communication.
What did you learn from last year's game, particularly the way – did you learn anything about the way you guys defended Tom Brady in this offense based on last year?
You know, they beat us pretty convincingly, you know. So you come away with that thought process, but not anything groundbreaking. I think we got to play better. We got to prepare better. We got to put together a better plan than we did a year ago, and ultimately we got to perform better.
Why has Wes Welker enjoyed the success that he's had?
Because he's really talented. He's got a great rapport with his QB.
Ben Roethlisberger was saying that when he's injured or when he's hurt, he almost feels more of an obligation to play for his teammates. Can you talk about kind of like a quarterback who kind of toughs things out and maybe plays better when he's not necessarily 100%?
You know, I think first and foremost, he is a football player and a competitor. And I think that during times of adversity, I think he distinguishes himself in that way. And injury is just simply one of those things. You know, he's uniquely competitive, I'm sure, like Tom Brady is uniquely competitive, and those guys rise up in the face of adversity, whatever form it presents itself in.
Mike, we were talking to Ben about the evolution of this offense with the organization. Used to be known as a running team, and now what it's kind of turned into with the passing game. Can you talk about that evolution? Is it something more of what's going on in the NFL, or was it something that you were seeing with your particular team?
I think really for us, more than anything, we're just trying to play to our strengths and do what's required for us to win football games. Ben is an asset, of course. We have some quality receivers that we view as assets, and it's just as simple as that for us.
I know you're young, but you're a pretty old school guy, it seems. Is this not weird for you to see this everyone throwing it around like this?
Nothing surprises me, really. I think, you know, the way that the game is being officiated and some of the emphasis from a rule standpoint created a climate where that's attractive to some people. And I also think, like we do, most people probably play to their strengths, and obviously we get some good quarterback play around the league.
There was a lot of chatter about you guys after the first couple of games. About how old your defense was. There doesn't seem to be as much anymore. Did you guys get younger over the past three games?
Nah, you know, we don't pay attention to the elevator music. We really don't. You know, that's stuff that they say. We just simply stay focused on what it is that we're doing, and that's how we prepare and ultimately how we play. We understand that we're going to be judged in forms and fashions based on our performance, but it's just that. It's based on our performance. So we stay focused on our performance.
You touched on it a little bit earlier about their defense. The fact that they give you multiple looks up front, just talk about the challenge that presents.
You know, you got to be prepared to block not only multiple looks, but a variety of people and different body types. They got an impressive cast of men up front in their defensive line group, and it poses big challenges for us individually and collectively.
How different does the challenge become against this Patriots defense as opposed to Patriots defenses you've seen in the past because of that dynamic we're just talking about?
I don't know if I thought about it to that point yet in terms of comparing it to defenses in the past. Really, at this point, I've just been focused on what we're looking at here on tape in 2011.
Do they look any different in 2011 than you've seen in the past?
In some ways, but in some ways they're very similar, and I think that's typical when you're talking about units or even teams for that matter, where a lot of the major pieces and so forth are still in place.
What is it about Rob Gronkowski that is so tough for teams to defend?
I think it starts first with his stature, and then I think he's got great flexibility and athleticism for a big man. That allows him to get downfield, and also allows him to have the body control necessary to make some impressive challenge catches.
We're good.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Take care, man.
Thank you.